B-Pod Studios.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So we don't do this too often, but every once in a while, something warrants a family meeting. And I called one today because I feel like you guys took this ride with me. And we talked about this when it first happened. And I guess I just need some support in what's happening now.
Okay.
And I got a lot of DMs last night.
A lot of people think you're leaving.
Or I'm pregnant, which is, I can assure you I'm not pregnant again. And I'm also not leaving.
Oh, thank you. I was like, can you assure that?
But my family is about to go into this transitional period where we're going to have to find another au pair. And when we first hired Elena, our current au pair, she's our first.
Which is a nanny, by the way, a live-in nanny,
right,
for those that might not know the au pair term.
Mm-hmm. It's somebody who comes from another country who lives with you in exchange for childcare, room and board, and they become very close in your family. And Elena has kind of become like a, I'd like to say a daughter to me, but we're, I guess, closer in age than like her and Dallas are, but so like a sister, I guess. And she has become a sister to my little boy, Cash. And I can't even tell you how tore up I get when I think about how Cash is going to react to the change when Elena has to go home, because her contract of 2 years is coming to an end in January. So now we're going to have to go back into the au pair pool and try to find someone to fill the biggest shoes I could ever imagine. And it just tears me up to think about that. And I don't really know how to compartmentalize it and make it, I don't know how to make the transition smooth for my family.
So the upside to the au pair is the, for you guys, is they'll come in and they move into the family and they become, like you said, a sister, more than just a nanny.
Yeah.
They become part of the family. And we've all come to know Elena. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's people that are listening to us right now on the MRL Show fam that love Elena and reach out to her.
Yeah.
And so what you realize, this is your first au pair.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember 2 years ago, you made the sign and you went to the airport and you were nervous to meet her the first time.
Why are you late?
Yeah, I was late. Pretty usual, I was late.
But this is your first cycle, and I guess it's now just hitting you, and it's hitting me as well. Like, I never really thought about it. Like, it's over for her, and now, just the way the au pair network works, you bring in a new one.
Yeah, and you never, I never thought in a million years going into this situation, like, I thought I'd get close to somebody, and, you know, you say, like, oh, you want them to be, like, part of the family, but you think, like, I don't know, like, an exterior part of the family, like a distant aunt, or, you know, somebody that, if a holiday happened and they weren't there, you'd be fine, right? Like, I can't even imagine Cash's birthday, Christmas, Thanksgiving. Like, I can't imagine it without Elena.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Yeah?
I just...
How does she feel?
I mean, she, you know, she's, I think, going to be tore up over this, too, but,
Are you her first au pair family?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, she hasn't seen her mom and dad in over 2 years. Well, it will be 2 years when she leaves. So I understand wanting to go home and see your family and that sort of thing. And she would love to come back.
And plus, America kind of sucks right now.
Right. I mean, the whole... experience that she signed up for isn't happening for her currently,
yeah.
right? She can't travel. It's just...
She can't travel within the country, like...
It's just not safe.
Because of COVID, because of the pandemic.
Right, and there are some au pairs that are traveling right now. You know, some people are traveling, and that's fine, but we have a newborn at home, and she's so respectful of that. You know, she's sacrificing something that she wants so much for our family. And I just, like, I wish I could keep her forever, honestly. But I understand that she wants to go home, too. So, I don't know. It's just coming to the realization. And Cash is so, I don't want to say dependent on her, but loves her so much. Like, they fight like brother and sister. But, like, at the end of the day, when she goes away for the weekend, he's so happy to see her on a Monday, you
yeah.
know? And I just can't imagine, like, the transitional period that he'll go through. Like, I mean, Cash was pretty much nonverbal when she got here, and not only did she help him learn to talk, but she's been so instrumental in everything that he's accomplished in the last 2 years.
Have you started the process of looking at other au pairs? Has that been too hard for you?
We've just activated our... like online profiles again, but we haven't spoken to anyone.
And it's for sure over. Like, she has to go back. She's going back in January.
Well, somebody's got a job to give her here.
Wow, yeah. We're getting a ton of text messages. She says...
she's a designer. she's a very talented designer.
She has to leave. Can she not stay? You're making me cry, Lorraine.
I know. I'm so sorry.
980 says, why can't you just re-sign her? Explain that.
It's part of... a government program. Like, she can't, she's on a J-1 visa, and right now the J-1 visas are shut down anyway. But she would...
It's just like a two-year thing, right?
Yeah.
A rotation.
Like, and you age out at a certain point, which she's aged out of now. So she would have to find a job here and get a working visa, I guess.
But understand also, you guys, everyone that's texting, and she wants to go back to Italy. She hasn't seen her parents, her
right.
best friends.
Sure.
I mean, I think she would want to come back. Like, we even talked about the, you know, the opportunity of her going home for 2 months and then coming back on a touristic visa.
She can come back and visit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, long term, you know what I mean? It's just going to be so strange not having Elena in our house.
It is. It's going to be strange not to see her. We'd come visit you and she'd be there.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, now I have to get used to some new stranger.
It's all about you, Roy.
Yeah. I have to come over to your house to eat dinner, and I'm like, who's this?
704 says the bond Cash and Elena will never go away. The bond they had, that bond's for life. Never a goodbye, just see you later.
I know, and you know what makes me, like, I mean, I bawled the other day thinking about this, but Cash is just about to turn 4, and I'm so afraid he's not going to remember her when he gets older.
Yeah. That sucks, because I don't know if I remember 4.
I don't.
You don't remember 10 minutes ago.
It's true. That is true. Yeah.
Oh, Lorraine.
I'm sorry.
Don't apologize. Just, I'm glad you called the family meeting, because you're right. We all went through this finding Elena. We all remember the day you were so excited to meet her and go to the airport to get her. And I feel bad for Elena, too. I guarantee you, when she hears this, she's going to be bawling her eyes out as well, because she's such a sweetheart.
Yeah. It's just been so heavy on my heart.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll take a quick break. You regroup, okay?
Okay.
And we'll come back. You guys can always send your messages to us, 704-570-9595.
And if you've got a job for a very talented designer, let me know.
Okay. All right. We love you, Lorraine.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.